If you think U.S. farmers are raking in massive government payouts, think again. That's next on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. Farming can be a dirty job. Livestock and poultry confinement facilities are notorious for air quality. Masks or other breathing protection practices are a safety must to keep lungs free from dust, smoke, airborne chemicals, and other breathing hazards. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The top economist at the U.S. Department of Agriculture would like you to know that farmers are not subsisting on government financial handouts. Seth Meyer.
Everybody thinks, well, we're lavishing all sorts of subsidies on agriculture in a farm bill. In real terms, it has been declining for the last 30 years. We're asking farmers to do more and more with less and less. And it's not working. So what's happening? One, the process is moving us to supplementals. And what does that result in? $130 billion in ad hoc assistance that has now gone on for 8 years. Not a good model.
Meyer says we were supposed to have a new farm bill 2 years ago, which led to temporary extensions of the previous bill from 2018. And he adds everyone's pretty fed up with how that's gone.
To some degree, I'm excited that ag has said enough of that. We're going to use the pathways we can find to take care of folks, and it resulted in $60 billion additional dollars. And so for now, what's good for the goose is good for the gander. But heavens, I hope the country can find a way to figure out how to get back to some normalcy where we shine sunlight on everything on a regular process.
Meyer says traditionally, when commodity prices fell, input costs dropped as well. Lately, he says, input prices remain elevated as farm market prices fell. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.